With so many books being published, an increasing number share titles. That may not confuse a person in a bookstore, but can pose problems for online search engine algorithms. Word of mouth intern Molly Donahue spoke with the author Emily Schultz about what happens when two authors release two different books with the same title.
Basically, what happened is I released a novel called Joyland in 2006, and Stephen King brought out his novel with the same name in 2013. And immediately, my publisher phoned me up and said, "We're seeing a big spike in ebook sales." Now, part of that was because Stephen King did not release that book in ebook, only in paper copy. But the other thing, of course, was the title. And it was Joyland, and they were both novels. And a year later, I got a big royalty check, and so I started a blog about how I was spending the money.
So your blog is titled Spending the Stephen King Money.
That's right.
Have you heard his opinion about this?
Yes, he's been fantastic. He actually, when he heard about it, he commented to Entertainment Weekly and said that it was wonderful, and, he thought it was a great project. And then he tweeted about me, which was also really flattering.
Oh, that's a relief then, I guess.
Yeah, it is a relief because, it is supposed to be humorous, and I was hoping that he would take it that way, and he did.
For each purchase, you do a breakdown.
I say what the purchase is, how much it cost, a little note about it, and would Stephen King enjoy it.
Do you ever find yourself specifically looking for purchases that Stephen King would enjoy?
Well, I've been trying to think of things that are fun, you know what I mean? There are lots of purchases that you have to make in the day-to-day, but this was extra money, so I'm kind of spending it on the extra things that writers can't always afford. So some of the things are really ordinary, like I bought my husband a haircut. Writers go a long time between haircuts. We went out for a fancy dinner. We went to IKEA and bought some homewares. But then there are other things, I think would Stephen King like it, and one of the things that I bought was extra daycare for my son so that I could get some writing done. And I thought, well, Stephen King will like that because parenthood is terrifying.
And you even bought a copy of his Joyland.
I did, yes. I mean, he said that he was going to buy my book. That was one of the comments he made. And so I thought, obviously, I had to run out and get his. And I feel bad that I hadn't bought it until that moment. I really should have. And it's excellent.
So I checked on Amazon. And when you type in Joyland, yours is the second thing that comes up and the first ebook.
I think Amazon is probably where most of these sales came from, just because of the search terms.
Have you found that print copies of the book are also up in sales?
Oh, I would need to look at my royalty report a little closer, but I don't think so. And I think the reason for that is that when people pick something up in their hand, the author's name is very obvious. But when you're looking at something small on a screen, the author's name is maybe less obvious.
Do you have any previews to what we can expect to see on the Spending the Stephen King Money Tumblr?
Well, the big purchase I made this week, and that was a new computer. And I'm really happy about it because I have just driven this old one into the ground. And it's also kind of fun to be able to say that I'm going to write my next novel on a computer that was purchased with Stephen King money. So I'm not sure what will be the very next thing, but probably some more little purchases.
Good. All this happened because of a shared title. Do you think that it's becoming harder to come up with original titles when you're publishing books, or do you think authors even have a hand in that anymore?
Well, I think that so much is being published that it is hard to come up with an original title. But at the same time, I think most authors now Google their titles before they put them on the book, and probably most of the marketing departments also do that sort of thing to see where it will come up in search terms. With this situation, I think it was just a number of factors. Stephen King's novel is set in the 1970s, and it's about an amusement park, and My Joyland is set in the 1980s, and it's about a video game arcade. And those two things are close enough that if buyers were looking at the description and didn't really take note of the author, they could get confused. I really don't think that this would happen to everyone. I had a lot of people say to me, "I'm going to call my next book The Shining." And I don't think it would work out quite the same way. I think part of the reason for the confusion was because his Joyland wasn't available in ebook until now. I have a new novel that's coming out next year in the U.S. called The Blondes. And Joyce Carol Oates had a big novel called Blonde, but hers was about Marilyn Monroe, and mine is about women facing a disease that has to do with hair color. And so I don't think when my book comes out that Joyce Carol Oates and I are going to get confused. So I think it has to do kind of with the situation.
So it's definitely been an unexpected surprise to have this jump in sales 8 years later.
Yeah, a really big surprise to see such a spike. And my publisher tells me that there's more money coming in. So people didn't stop being confused, I guess, although maybe now the blog will have set a few, you know, a few buyers straight. And I feel bad for the people who bought the book and didn't get what they were expecting. I got a few one-star reviews on Amazon, which made me very sad. And a few unexpected positive reviews from people who bought it and said, well, this wasn't what I was looking for, but I enjoyed it nonetheless.
Word of Mouth summer intern Molly Donahue there speaking with Emily Schultz, author of the first Joyland.